And welcome back. It is 8:05 on the Ed Crane Show. We're going to talk about something a little bit outside of politics in a way, although there's a political connection. So many things happened during COVID, and one of them is that the state unemployment insurance fund was tapped out, and in fact, more than tapped out. It's now in a $20 billion hole. To talk about that, I'm joined by David Butler, who represents some of the various chambers of commerce in California. And this is a big problem, and it's suddenly a timely problem, too.
Absolutely. Hey, Ed, it's great to see you again.
Good to see you. So explain exactly what's happening and what our listeners might be able to do, especially if they're small business people who could be affected by this.
Well, as you know, during the COVID lockdown, which was really a government-imposed lockdown, businesses were shut down all over the state, and employees were oftentimes laid off. And so they had to claim unemployment insurance in an unprecedented amount, which quickly tapped out the state's unemployment insurance fund to where it's at now at a $20 billion deficit, which is twice the amount that the unemployment insurance fund was at a deficit in after the Great Recession.
So what I'm confused by, I guess, and some of our listeners too, all this pandemic money from Washington came to the EDD. The EDD pays out these things. Was there something different from the pandemic payments than typical unemployment insurance?
Well, I really don't know about that. But what I do know is we've got a problem with the unemployment insurance fund right now. And the problem is, if it's not paid off, that each employer is required to pay a surcharge of $21 per employee until that fund is paid off. And until it's paid off, that fund doubles every year. So $21 the first year, $42 the next, what's that, $63 the next year, and it adds up. And that's on top of the unemployment insurance tax that each employer is already paying for their employees. And this is not just business, but it's every employer in the state. So it's public, nonprofit, as well as a for-profit business.
Now, was this malfeasance on the government's part, mismanagement? Did they borrow
from
it?
No, this happened in every state in the country.
Okay.
Every state in the country ran up a debt on their unemployment insurance fund, and many states have already paid theirs off, about 22 states across the country, including Delaware and Florida and others, have already paid off their unemployment insurance funds to make sure that their unemployment insurance funds are whole, that they're set up for the future, and that they can ensure that employers don't pay that additional fee.
So what can the government do, and is it are they on target to do it or not?
Well, as you know, we had elections, but while the elections go on, there's still the state legislature still at work. And so June 15th is a deadline to pass the state budget. And there's a lot of committee work this next week that has to take place before those budget proposals go to the floor. So right now, there's opportunities for your listeners and others to weigh in on this issue. So there's two proposals, well, actually three. The legislature has proposed $800 million over 2 years to help employers avoid having to pay this $21 per person fee up to 250 employees. So anybody over 250, they have to pay the fee. But they don't have any money to pay down the debt. The governor has a proposal, $1 billion this year, $2 billion next, which is really only $1 billion this year, to pay down the debt. But he doesn't have any money to help the employers avoid the fee. And so a coalition of business organizations that our organization, UCAN, United Chamber Advocacy Network, is a part of, has put forward a proposal to the legislature to spend $4 billion out of the $62 billion surplus to address this problem. $1 billion to help employers, all employers, avoid this fee, and $3 billion as a down payment on the deficit. We think that's pretty reasonable. Ed, as you know, financial planners, when you run up a ton of credit card debt and then you come into some money, what do they tell you to do? They tell you to pay off the credit card debt, right? To avoid unnecessary fees and also to get rid of the debt. That's what we're suggesting the legislature and the governor do.
Well, with this $60 billion, what does Newsom want to do with it? I mean, it's logical what you just said, to pay down the $20 billion, then you have $40 billion for other things. But I think their priorities are other things besides this fund.
Well, their priorities are not business.
Right.
And so there are a lot of one-time spend.
Doesn't business generate the tax revenue that they need to spend on other things?
Yes.
Of course.
You and I know that. Your listeners know that, which is why they have an opportunity to contact Assemblymember Cooper and Senator Pan, both of whom serve on the budget, their respective budget committees. And then also we encourage them to contact Assemblymember Ken Cooley, who is a part of the Moderate Democrat Caucus and does have significant influence with the legislative leadership. So if your listeners are interested, they can go to our website, www.amgroup.us/UCAN, UCAN, and there's an advocacy alert there, and they can pull that down. The issue background is there. The names and phone numbers of the legislators we need them to contact are there. And so this is an opportunity to really help pay down some credit card debt that the state has run up.
And just to be clear, you're asking for $4 billion
Correct.
Of the $20 billion. You're not saying give us the whole thing.
Well,
you're
actually, realistic. We're only asking for $3 billion of the $20 because we're asking for $1 billion to help employers not have to incur the $21 per employee fee over the next 2 years.
Just out of curiosity, how long has this situation been known, and why do they always do everything at the last minute, if they do anything at all?
Well, I don't know that, to be fair, the governor in his initial budget proposal did allocate $1 billion to pay down the debt. Now, that's just $1 billion. And then when the May revise came, which showed that the state has an even bigger surplus than what he projected in January, didn't change his proposal, so kept his proposal the same. And then the legislature just recently came out, legislative leaders just recently came out, with their proposal.
Well, you know, I'm just amazed. Nobody says anything really about this $30 billion that the cons got out of the, the Employment Development Department, and maybe, you know, different piles of money. But it seems to me that had any been watching things at the EDD, none of this would have happened, or it would have been a much more minor problem.
Well, I think the point is the legislature has an opportunity to do something now, similar to what 22 states have already done. And if you think about it, the states got a ton of federal cash to help them cope with the shutdown from COVID. Many states took those same federal dollars and used it to pay off the debt. And really what the debt is, it's a loan from the federal government to the states to cover the unemployment insurance fund. And so they took their federal dollars to pay off a federal loan.
And
so,
if this
so it's really free money. But our legislature is choosing not to do that.
But if this isn't done, if you don't get this $3 billion, does the interest rate keep accruing and it's going to get worse next year?
Yes.
Great. You can't make this stuff up, David. I love it. David Butler with the UCAN Advocacy. Once again, if you understand this problem and you'd like to do something about it, contact Senator Richard Pan or Assemblymember Jim Cooper or Assemblyman Ken Cooley. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Ed.
All right. It's 8:13. More of your phone calls coming up as the Ed Crane Show continues.